All right, we continued item number 14 to November the 3rd, and we'll move along now here to item number 15. This is discussion of possible action, the consideration. This is my request to the county to provide necessary funding to Cape Seal approximately 2 miles, plus or minus, of Cartwright Road, owned by the Homeowners Association of the Highlands. Story County owns all of Lousetown Road. It owns approximately the first 1.1, 1.2 miles of Cartwright from 341 entrance to right around the Saddleback Road area. I ask for this to be agendized because of the fact that Story County maintains all of that highway except for that 2 mile section. And it's not only utilized by the homeowners, but it's utilized also by school buses, police, fire, and ambulance services. It's been estimated that it would cost somewhere in the neighborhood of about $132,600 to do all of this. It sounds like it's a kind of expensive feat. I've been approached by Highlands residents for many years now to do some improvements on this highway, and I've kind of bucked it a little bit by saying that doing work on your roads is like putting a new roof on your garage. But I've changed my tune on this a little bit for the simple fact that we maintain that road in the winter months as well by we plow the roads out there so that not only the residents can get in and out, but also so that the school buses, fire and emergency, the other emergency vehicles can access it without any problems. So pretty much I'm throwing it out there. I'm looking for a comment on this, pro and con, and looking for support from my fellow commissioners on this. So,
well, I, being a Highlands resident, I don't use those that road that often, but yes, the fire department and the ambulance and everybody does. I believe it was paved years and years ago by the county at one time, and it was like left up to the association to take care of it. Well, the association doesn't collect enough money to maintain a road of that stature. They have special assessments just to maintain their dirt roads. So I've gotten a lot of feedback. Well, why doesn't the county just do this? Why don't they do it? Well, it's private property, and that's been the big hang-up. It's private property, and we don't want to go in there and just take it over, to speak of. Because there might be someone out there that's going to see it as a black eye. But I think most of the feedback I've ever gotten was, well, I wish the county would pay that. I wish they would take care of that. So I'm for that majority of people that I've talked to. We brought that up at the 1 acre meeting. Of course, the Cartwright, it goes through the middle of the 1 acre, but everybody, 40 10 acre parcels, use it to get to their properties. And when you brought it up there at the meeting, there was no opposition at all.
You have any comments, Commissioner Gilman?
It's an interesting subject since I've been sitting in this chair for the last, 3 years or so. It's come up more than once about the county's responsibility on the roadways in the Highlands, which roadways that the county might be responsible for, and how much of those roadways or how much responsibility we might have. So I've never really heard a clear definition or understanding about the various responsibilities that might be included there. It seems to me if we're going to undertake a consideration of this kind, that perhaps we ought to entertain some form of at least a maintenance commitment over this portion so that we have some continuity. I understand that in years past, this is just a rumor for me, but in years past, we've done certain things out there, like, for example, paving or not, or stepped in to help for some maintenance. But it appears to me that this is a continuation of the access loop of the main roadways in and throughout the Highlands. And I certainly don't have a problem with this at all. It seems to me that because we have a responsibility of the county for all of the county services that are there, at least on the main access, I'd like to have some feedback from perhaps Mr. Morris's desk or how we might effectuate an agreement today whereby from now on and in the future that we as a county take responsibility for this basic loop roadway. And so from my level, from my chair, perhaps it's time to resolve this once and for all as opposed to a one-time only, something to address one-time only.
I think the county manager wanted to weigh in on that.
Yes.
Doesn't surprise me.
I think he gave us a great segue. Probably won't be Mr. Morris on this one. I think Ms. Langer herself and Mr. Loomis are diligently working in the 2 weeks, hence your board comment. We've poured an awful lot of resources into this. Mike has strived to get an estimate from the company that did the existing work out here already, including the work on Cartwright on our portion. And now it's just finding the proper path to do this. I think your analogy, Mr. Chairman, of installing a roof is a darn good one. It's working on private property, but we can certainly take your comments and direction under consideration. Also, Mr. Gilman, as Commissioner Gilman, you know, as we look at it, there are some pitfalls, though, too, in terms of liability, design standards, those types of things that we probably want to be conscious of as we go. Long story short, and I would totally defer to the district attorney on this, I think we're here to tell you we're making good progress. We're not quite ready to do this yet because we don't know the path. The path most likely may include an ordinance. There were some other things that we've accomplished this week. For instance, in looking at it, or at least 2 weeks, in looking at it, we realized that there are an awful lot of growth along the shoulders of these 2 miles that would have to be cut back. Jeff mentioned a piece of equipment that's being spec'd out at Case right now, but we've acquired it. It's just being customized at Case. That includes computerizing something. It just seemed like it was an excavator and a masticator. But long story short, we should be equipped to do that. Gary has assured me, Chief Hames, that is one of his highest priorities once this piece of equipment can be put in there. We can get back X number of feet off the shoulders. SNC or whoever does the work will then be able to get in there and do it. But we're just walking the legal path to do this.
I agree.
Follow up also. The other thing that's been somewhat not confusing necessarily, but they make us painfully aware of the fact that the folks in the Highlands are very independent and they want to have private roadways and private use of their community. And so every time we step near, there's a faction that are very adversarial against the county doing anything within their community or roadways or right-of-ways. It would seem to me, if we're going to undertake something along these lines, it's more than a minor step in taking on responsibilities and contingent liabilities for the overall county to do it. And certainly I wouldn't want to do it without the approval of the neighborhood area there. So we're not walking into some kind of a minefield where there's not consensus.
That is,
the county should undertake something like that.
I agree, and I think Ann Langer, district attorney, I think all your points are very well taken today. One of the things that my office has been doing is attempting to put together legally if it's something that can be done because of the fact that it is private property, because of the fact that Story County taking on potential liability having to do, you know, with privately owned property. There's so many questions. So as Mr. Witten has pointed out, this is not just an overnight thing. It's a process. There in some of the areas that we have been looking at, it's something where we would have to have an ordinance where there'd be two readings where people would come in and state whether, you know, public comment, whether they want it, whether they don't, whether they think that Story County should get into paving private roadways, or it shouldn't. Whether, like Chairman McBride states, you know, this is a roadway that is very important to Story County, to the Virginia City Highlands, to the fire station that's at the end of the road, to the ambulances that go in. So it is not just an easy issue. There's contracts. The who's going to maintain it? Who has responsibility for it? So, and as Mr. Witness pointed out, it's not as easy as dedicating, if it even came to that, this particular roadway, because I believe that the angle, the degree of the roadway is not within code. So there's so many things that we've been looking at, all of us, in these last couple weeks to get you an answer as quickly as possible, but we want to make sure that answer has been thoroughly looked into, and that when we present it to you, that you know what your options are. And I think with all of your statements here today, that's given us even further insight on where we, what other things we need to look into.
So to kind of sum this up, what we're suggesting is we continue this item until the first meeting in October. That is our next meeting. It will continue to be diligently worked on. Mm-hmm. Very candidly, unless El Nino either doesn't happen and we have an abnormally warm fall and winter, we'll probably be out of season, I think, at this stage. But our goal has been, since you raised the possibility or the suggestion, Mr. Chairman, our goal has been to try to get all roads in the same condition within 12 months if we possibly can. So that way, in essence, all of Cartwright will be generally of the same condition and criteria as Lousetown will be and the other roads that were done under the MAS program. So we would be looking to continue this with your input, both now and through the processes, through the ordinance readings. I will tell you that Jay Carmona, president of the One Acre Association, is a joy to work with. He and I spoke of this. Of course, they're obviously very receptive. I mean, you know, we're offering them a chunk of money and a solution to a significant burden on them. And he has reached out to the 10 Acre Association, and I anticipate letters of request and support from both the ones and the tens to come in during the interim period, hopefully.
I think it certainly has a lot of interest in the interest of public safety, as long as the contingent liability on the behalf of the county. You know, something we might look at it that was interesting to me is that at USA Parkway, from the I-80 freeway into the parkway, and I think probably the first, what, maybe 3, 4, 5 miles, our county still owns that right-of-way and that highway, but the state took over the responsibility of the maintenance of that roadway from now on. And so perhaps there's something on that vehicle that could be looked at.
I think that one area you're going to get into issue with is the code of the steepness. The roadway itself is not within the specifications of probably NDOT roads that they would maintain. That one I can probably tell you right off the top of my head.
You're right on.
No, I wasn't looking for a prescriptive right, maybe something that maybe Commissioner Gilman was alluding to if the county taking control of all that. I was pretty much looking at a one-time fix.
Okay.
Looking at going forward, there's been a little bit of talk about perhaps the two of the three associations out there maybe combining forces, maybe in the long term forming a general improvement district, something like that. This would still be something that those 2 miles are still going to be the responsibility of the property owners out there. I'm looking at this kind of in a way. I know there's a prescriptive right on 342, which NDOT does from the Fourth Ward School to Silver City through Silver City, because that's privately owned land down there, but yet NDOT does all the repairs on that highway, and they maintain it. Snow removal as well. So NDOT doesn't own it, but they maintain it. So I'm kind of doing a little bit of a comparison between the two there.
Well, now that's what we're working on in our office, and I'm glad that there was further clarification today, because we have been doing the research, and we will continue. And once you get your plan, whether it be you want a one-time shot of paving the road and that they would maintain, you know, that's a huge difference in what we would enter into if it were a paving of the roadway and paving and maintaining the roadway. So I think it really comes down to what your request is that we can research.
The simple cave sealing gives longevity to that road of several years. I mean, it's just... So it's a good way to go.
Okay.
It's a very good way to go.
And our public works director and I will take your thoughts under consideration, Commissioner Gilman, and get back to you both individually and also at the next.
Sounds like it might just be a pot of money. Rather than doing the ceiling, if we can remove ourselves one step away from and just make the funding available.
And that's
without
exactly what we did
liability
for the crack ceiling. It's exactly what we did.
Well, we've been talking all these things through.
Okay, so anyway.
Any
other public comment on this? Hearing none, why don't we go ahead I'll look for a motion to continue this to the first meeting in October.
Do you have a date on that?
I'll get it real quick, sorry.
I'll make the motion to continue this item to the first meeting in October.
I'll second that motion.
And specifically that meeting would be on October 6th.
October 6th. Okay. It's been moved to second to continue item 15 to October the 6th, 10 a.m. in this room. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
And motion carries. Okay. That being said, how about if we do about a 10-minute recess, okay?